I remember beating myself up repeatedly every single time one of our boys made a decision or a choice that I thought was wrong, or maybe even it was just something that a decision that they made that I wouldn't have made. Honestly, it was really hard to learn how to not be this way. Have you ever done that? Well, let me tell you, there is a better way. You are listening to the Mom's Mixed Family Blender podcast. My name is Brenda Baker. My husband Mike and I have been married for 23 years. We have 5 boys. My husband served two deployments to Iraq. We have 4 grandkids, and we're a mixed family. I am the founder of momsmixedfamilyblender.com, and I am the author of Helping Others Helps Me. And I am passionate about using my stories to help teach you how to thrive in whatever situation that you find yourself in. I am so, so glad that you are here with me today. The title of today's podcast is Child's Behavior Sinful? How to Stop Blaming Yourself Now. Now, I want you to know that as the mother of 5 boys, it's had its ups and downs, especially since we are a mixed family. Of the 4 boys that we have living on their own now, a few have made some pretty disastrous mistakes. They've made some wrong choices, but not all of the mistakes have been sinful. So some of the choices and things that we haven't necessarily agreed with our boys have been due to arrogance. Some have been due to hanging with the wrong people and picking up bad habits and thoughts. Some are due to choosing to blame others rather than looking at themselves and seeing where they need to work on. And some of them have just been honestly just honest mistakes that happen as, you know, as kids are learning and growing. And there's been other things. Now, I have coached many, many, many parents because this question comes up a lot, especially now that I have the older kids. Our oldest will be 29 in May, and our youngest is 18. So I've had a lot of time now where I've had adult children. but anyways, I have coached many parents to stop blaming themselves. So if your kids are raised, you cannot look back at them and you cannot blame yourself anymore. Because, you know, with some kids, there will be a time delay. They're going to have to learn a few things. Sometimes they get wise in their own eyes and just choose to make decisions that are different than, you know, what they've been taught. And some of that is to kind of learn and grow. And some of it is just stupid. It's just stupid choices. And I mean, I'm raising my hand because I made a lot of those myself. Anyways, there's, you know, some kids, it will take longer than others for them to figure it out. And some of you may have kids who just don't learn. They just continue to repeat the same cycles over and over and over. Now, some of you will have kids who will make every right choice. But none of these things signify that you did a bad job or a good job. It's just personality, and there's a lot of factors that go into the choices that our kids make. Now, I want to say, first of all, that there are many families that have it more difficult. And what I mean by that is they have a lot more outside influences that create havoc. They create problems. And some of these families would be, you know, mixed families, obviously, military families, because you have either mom or dad deployed or at trainings or gone, or maybe they have a military job that takes them away often without warning. Those can be really difficult things. Maybe another family that has it harder to is the family that is separated due to a job or health crisis, either of a family member or a child or something. And also families who have a husband or wife who are not agreeing or working together. All of these families, 5 different types of families, they're going to have it harder than regular biological families that work together, okay? Now, I recently watched a TED Talk, and it was done by the mother of one of the Columbine shooters. And she was talking about how, you know, what her son's choices did to her and how hard it's been for her. Okay. And wow, that woman has been through so much. And she talked about how it was hard to not blame herself. It was hard to be able to look at herself in the mirror. And I'm going to put the link to that video down in the show notes if you want to go and look at it, if you're interested. But I just want to say that what she kept saying over and over and over again is something that I always tell parents too. You've got to forgive yourself. Whatever your mistakes your child chooses to make, or maybe it's just, you know, something silly that they choose to do, it's not on you. We need to stop blaming yourself. So, and here's how, okay? I've got 6 ways that you can really work toward forgiving yourself and stop blaming yourself, okay? So number one, you should look at your other kids and see if they are thriving. Now, like I said, we are a mixed family. We have 3 boys that come from the mixed family where they had other parents. And we have 2 boys that were my husband and I's biological children. Okay. And honestly, when we take many times I've looked at all of our kids, and honestly, we've got 2 boys that definitely struggle more than the rest. But they had a lot of hate that was coming from their mother. So obviously, there's going to be a lot more trouble for them. Then I look at our other 3 who had basically just us in the household, and they thrive a lot better, especially the youngest 2. They definitely have a lot better grasp on things because they didn't have to go back and forth. They didn't have other people talking to them about how terrible their parents were and things like that. You know, there's been a few times where one of those 2 has, but you know, for the most part, those 3 are the ones that thrive the most. And it's sad to think about the other 2 not thriving as much. One in particular, but the other one not so much either. There's been some choices that have been made, and that one honestly chooses to push his mistakes and things on others rather than looking at himself. So that is something that's really, really, really important when you are thinking that you're to blame for your child's, for your adult children's behavior. You really have to look and see if the other kids are thriving or if they're making bad choices too. Okay. Number 2, you must be real with yourself and think through what you did right and what could have been done better. Let's be honest. How many of us really knew what we were doing when we started out parenting? And at every age and stage, how many of us did everything perfectly? Well, I'm raising my hand because I know that I didn't do everything perfectly. And I'm, you know, and that's for all of us. We're going to make mistakes with our kids, but that doesn't blame us. And we shouldn't blame ourselves for their bad decisions, okay? Number 3, you need to analyze if your child is doing the things you taught them or if they are have just chosen to become a know-it-all and so they're just doing everything the way that they want to. Now, I'm not saying that it's bad if they're doing what they want to, but it is harder when we as parents are looking at them going, man, what happened? Why are you doing this? So you really need to analyze those things. All right. Number 4, look at who your child hangs with and who is influencing them. This is huge, 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 huge. I know that the 2 that we have that struggle more than the others choose to hang with people that aren't necessarily going to encourage them to make right choices. And that's true in most families. You know, when you've got a child that is choosing an adult child who is choosing to do the wrong thing, a lot of the times it's because of who they hang with. The bad habits and negative thinking and, just insert whatever in there. Especially the younger 20s, kids, they tend to pick up those behaviors and opinions and things like that. And I would also say that if your child is going to college, that's going to be an issue. even Christian colleges, you know, some of them have some interesting viewpoints. But especially the regular colleges are going to have a lot of anti-Christian views, anti-moral views. So you really, really, really need to look at those things. Number five, another way to stop blaming yourself is to pray for forgiveness, but also pray for your child. And I pray for all of our children often, you know, daily, but sometimes I need to pray and ask, you know, maybe something comes up and I'm like, oh, actually I did that. Okay. That wasn't the best plan. You know, there's been times where I've had to look at myself and go, nope, that was not okay. And so I have had to pray for forgiveness and ask God to forgive me for my bad choices, you know, and sometimes we make choices and we don't realize until years later that that wasn't really the best idea. Okay. All right. So, and then number six, be sure you are not a part of the, of your adult child's problem. If you are bailing them out constantly, that's not going to help them. Ever. You know, sometimes we, you know, we've even helped, you know, a few of our kids, but, you know, we don't constantly bail them out. We let them feel the weight of the choices that they make. So if you have been bailing your child out, it's time to stop. If you have been, you know, like I said in the one of the last podcasts that I did, if you are enabling them to make wrong choices and let them live with you and not do, you know, have a job and stuff, then that's on you. So you can always change those behaviors. Okay. It doesn't mean that you're a terrible parent or whatever, because we all make wrong choices from time to time. So in the end, you can only account for yourself, and your behavior. If you did your best to raise your kids, then let it go. It's time to let it go. You are not in charge of what your children choose to do. Okay? I want to thank you so much for spending this time with me. And I also, I want to extend an offer to mentor you. You know, I've been through a lot and I've learned a lot over my parenting career and also in life. And so if you find yourself in a situation that's negative with your children, or maybe you don't want to have negative situations, or maybe you're having a difficulty with your marriage, I want you to just contact me, because I have a few spots available for mentorship at this moment. And so you can contact me at Brenda@momsmixedfamilyblender.com. And your reviews mean the world to me. So if you would please leave a review right away before you forget or get busy or whatever, I would greatly appreciate it. So I want to thank you again for spending this time with me, and I hope I answered a few questions and just empowered you to stop blaming yourself and just get right on with your life. Okay? I will talk to you again soon. Bye.